WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a recording by the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. The album's titled Arbos. Pärt left the Soviet Union with his family in 1980 and became an Austrian citizen. He now lives in Berlin. His music sounds similar to that of the minimalists, but Pärt has been especially influenced by medieval liturgical music.
I was driving home one night and listening to the car radio. The announcer was introducing the Stabat Mater by Arvo Pärt. I dimly recalled seeing his name on the stark but elegant jackets of a couple of ECM records. But I'd never heard a note, and taking the line of least resistance, I kept listening. I'm glad I did. What I heard was a piece of unearthly beauty, almost literally. It seemed otherworldly in its purity, in its spare means. Simple broken chords, slowly repeated over and over, yet without the steely calculation or worked-up energy of minimalism. Its deep sincerity got under my skin, like a kind of modern Gregorian chant. Pärt has said that, quote, "It is enough when a single note is beautifully played. This one note, or a silent beat, or a moment of silence, comfort me." Minimalism has never been this minimal. Pärt has written that he builds his music out of, quote, "the most primitive materials, with the triad, with one specific tonality. The three notes of the triad are like bells." He calls his method tintinnabulation. He composed the Stabat Mater in 1985. It's 25 minutes long and scored for a string trio and three very high voices, soprano, tenor, and countertenor. The performers on the recording are the well-known Russian violinist Gidon Kramer, a longtime champion of Pärt's music, violist Vladimir Mendelssohn, and cellist Thomas Demenga. The soprano is Lynn Dawson, and the two male voices belong to David James and Roger Covey Crump of the Hilliard Ensemble, a group best known for singing early music, but that has also worked extensively with Pärt. The Stabat Mater is a 13th century poem in which the poet prays to identify with the suffering of Mary at the foot of the cross, and Pärt's uncanny textures and out-of-the-cradle, endlessly rocking rhythms capture both its ecstasy and its deep poignance. Pärt has alternated between periods of high productivity and periods of introspection and withdrawal. In the 60s, he wrote primarily orchestral pieces and experimented with 12-tone music that aroused official criticism. Later, his style was transformed by his exposure to early church music. His best-known work is Tabula Rasa from 1977, and the ECM recording of that was a surprise bestseller. The seven pieces on this new album, Arbos, were composed between 1976 and 1986. The brief title cut, Arbos, represents to Pärt the image of a growing tree. It's a kind of ritual fanfare played by the brass ensemble of the Stuttgart Staatsorchester, and its celebratory sound world is something like Janáček's Sinfonietta. But it's the Stabat Mater, one of Pärt's three longest compositions, that is the jewel of this album. It guarantees Pärt his solitary place beside Josquin, Palestrina, Pergolesi, Haydn, Rossini, Dvorak, Liszt, and Verdi, other composers who were also moved to respond to these still moving words.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a recording by Arvo Pärt called Arbos. It's on the ECM label. This is Fresh Air.